name is Ruth Taylor, and I'm 85 years old. I came through the war with my father home from India after 4 years without seeing him at all. And we were a very happy family. I then went to college and trained as a teacher. And after 3 years, I had to take stock of myself and decide what I was going to do. I had 2 years leave of absence from the ILEA. I went to Australia. I had 2 years leave of absence and work over there. I went out, and it took me a month to get out there. I went out on the old Strathmore, but it was a lovely ship. I thought it was marvellous at the time. And we had a great fun on it. And then I arrived in Melbourne all on my own. I very fortunately met a very happy family. Norma and John were about my age. And that was, I was getting on for 23 by that time. And I decided I really wanted to do this different thing. And I taught in Melbourne for about 15 months, I think, of that 2 years, and thoroughly enjoyed it, loved it, and made lots of friends during holiday times because we had good holidays. And then I went, I decided that I got to do something with the last 6 months of my time that was more exciting. And I went up to Alice Springs and I taught Aboriginal children up there. Again, made lots of friends and loved it. And I loved the traveling around, and I got to the top of Ayers Rock and walked around up there. I went out in 60, and I suppose that must have been about six, going on for 61. And I loved it. I did come home after 2 years because, A, I'd got the 2 years leave and I was expected home for the workforce, for the teacher workforce at that time. And I also was a child of older parents, and therefore, you know, my mother and father were getting older, and I felt I should come back because I came back to a job and, you know, in London again and settled down. But the experience of the 2 years in Australia was absolutely splendid. I can't speak too highly about it. And all the friends I made there, some of them have come over here and they visited me. Here in England, we've, you know, done all sorts of things together and kept up a very happy relationship with the war. I always had this at the back of my head, these lovely two years I spent over in Australia. And when the friends came over, that was particularly lovely. But then I went on and then I became headmistress of schools. And it was really quite difficult at times, you know, the word very, very difficult times. With one's experience, one managed to cope with them okay, you know. And I always had the Australian experience at the back of my head. But nevertheless, it was so different working over there from here with the way they teach reading and one or two other things. But we are returning to some of those more traditional ways here anyway, you know. And I was very happy in my work. I had little ones, and I used to thoroughly enjoy telling them about the Australian bush and about all that happened, you know, and how you went bush, you would go out and picnic, as it were, in the bush, you know. Oh, yes, I was far more tolerant of all situations when I came back again. I really was. You can't be off it, because if you've had to deal with families, you know, the living conditions were pretty grim in some of them, you know. Well, I would suggest that they look ahead and keep resilient. Their resilience and their enthusiasm for things really makes the world go round.